From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a reporter's account of a drive along what is probably the world's most dangerous highway. First, the lead, the Middle East. In Lebanon today, Syrian troops are on the move, redeploying to the eastern part of Lebanon. But speaking in Washington today, President Bush says that is not enough. He demands Syria completely pull its troops out of Lebanon and allow free elections.
All Syrian military forces and intelligence personnel must withdraw before the Lebanese elections for those elections to be free and fair.
Even as the president spoke, though, nearly 200,000 pro-Syrian protesters marched through Beirut. These are followers of Hezbollah, which means Party of God. This group has played a key role in Lebanon and throughout the Middle East, but now, with Syria poised to withdraw from Lebanon, Hezbollah's future is uncertain. Day to Day's Eric Weiner has this report.
Hezbollah is one organization with two very different personalities. There is Hezbollah, the terrorist organization that carried out the infamous 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, an attack that killed more than 200 Americans. Hezbollah is also blamed for two attacks on Jewish institutions in Argentina in the 1990s. The U.S. has officially designated Hezbollah a terrorist organization, but that's not how most Lebanese view the group.
No, not at all. It's seen as a very impressive, legitimate, even heroic resistance movement that liberated the south of Lebanon from Israeli occupation.
That's Rami Hori, editor-at-large of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. He points out that the relatively small group of Hezbollah fighters accomplished what Arab armies have been unable to do— force Israel to relinquish captured land. It was that success 5 years ago that cemented Hezbollah's reputation in Lebanon. But Hezbollah is more than just an armed militia. It also runs a vast social network, holds a dozen seats in the Lebanese parliament, and even operates a popular TV station. Again, Rami Hori.
They have so much legitimacy, and they're not seen to be a threat to anybody. They're seen to be a patriotic Lebanese group. So the perceptions of Hezbollah in Lebanon and in the U.S. are like night and day.
These images are not completely against each other. Hezbollah's social activities and political activities are real, but that doesn't mean it can't also do terrorism.
That's Daniel Byman, a professor at Georgetown University. He points out that Hezbollah may enjoy grassroots support in Lebanon, but it could not survive without the support of two other countries, Iran and Syria. Iran is Hezbollah's ideological godfather. They share a faith, Shiite Islam, and an intense hatred of the U.S. But it is Syria's patronage that allows Hezbollah to function on a daily basis. According to a State Department report, Syria provides Hezbollah with substantial amounts of training, weapons, explosives, as well as political, diplomatic, and financial aid. And so the prospect of a Syrian troop withdrawal from Lebanon worries Hezbollah's leadership. That explains why it has voiced support for Syria and rallied the faithful onto the streets of Beirut. The sheer number of supporters who heeded that call today suggests the group is likely to survive, even thrive, after Syrian troops withdraw from Lebanon. Again, Daniel Byman.
One problem the United States is going to have to contend with is that the new and more independent government of Lebanon is going to have a major Hezbollah component, that if it truly is representative, Hezbollah will have a role.
The more pressing question is whether Hezbollah will disband its fighters, as a UN resolution calls on it to do. Daniel Byman says, don't count on it.
The organization sees itself as a resistance movement. It draws capital politically in Lebanon from being a resistance movement. And to disarm would be turning away from its history, from its heritage. And it's something that, for now at least, the organization shows no signs of wanting to do.
In other words, says Byman, there may be two Hezbollahs, but it is Hezbollah, the armed faction, not the political movement, that's calling the shots. And it is this Hezbollah that is likely to hold sway in the new Lebanon. Eric Weiner, NPR News.